Susie?
Yes, Gran?
Just going out for a walk. I won't be long.
Oh, what kind of a walk?
A thinking walk through the park. Maybe several times.
Can I come?
Do you have thinking to do?
Yes.
And talking?
Well, yes, but I won't if you don't want me to.
Come on.
Oh, okay. I'll be right down.
Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? Audio fiction comedy with a difference. And believe it or not, we've just entered year 4 of this podcast. Who would have believed it? So I just want to say a huge thank you to all the loyal listeners who've joined in the fun along the way. You make it all worthwhile. And if you do have a moment to spare, it would be just so helpful if you could either rate and review it in your favourite podcasting app or drop a line over at amioldyet.com/reviews. You can comment. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Are the episodes too short, too long? Would you like more of hell and less of the gods, or the other way around? Just say the word and we'll make it happen. And here we are in Season 9, Episode 6, listening or watching somebody's favourite breakfast TV show.
And now for something completely different. Well, is that funny? I haven't said what it is yet.
Okay, Rain, when you know, you know.
Oh, it's one of those generation things, is it?
Probably, because I'm obviously so much older than you, Hi, Rain. So, what is this completely different thing?
Well, this story's just come in. You're not going to believe it, I swear.
All right, I won't then.
No, but seriously, it's amazing. Apparently this woman swears it. She was sat in the number 62 bus in South London next to Zeus.
Zeus?
No, silly. Zeus, you know. Zeus, the king of the Greek gods.
King of the gods? What gods?
The Greek gods.
Never heard of him.
Oh, and there's me thinking you're so much older than me and so wise and all-knowing, and here's me knowing something you don't know.
Kyrene, I don't think our viewers are going to appreciate your deeply offensive patronising attitude, especially our older and wiser viewers.
Oh, darling, don't get your rumpers in a twist. I was joking. Our viewers know what a joker I am, don't you?
Really? And we'd just love you to pick up the phone and call our number. Oh, there it is on the screen. You can call it right now and tell Kyrene just how incredibly amusing he is. Please do. Call now.
But in the meantime, here's local reporter Josie Harkins with the story.
This is a most unusual event. I'm so pleased to be here with Miss, or is it Mrs. Frogshoe?
Mrs., thank you very much. And it's Frogshoe. And this is my husband, Eric. Mr. Eric Frogshoe.
Thank you, Mrs. Frogshoe.
Frogshoe, it's Frogshoe.
Of course. Now, you were sitting on the bus and you realised that the man next to you was the king of the Greek gods.
Yes, that was his name. And his wife was there too, Hera. Yeah, she's the queen of the gods, of course.
They told you this, did they? They said, hey, we are Zeus and Hera, king and queen of the gods. Did they say where they were going and why they were travelling by bus?
We spoke to each other. Very loud voices. We could hear them speaking their names. Very unusual names, aren't they?
Yes. Very unusual. Very unusual.
So there we are.
What is it? What's so funny?
Nothing. Greek gods catching buses these days. Oh, stop it. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Just read the auto cue.
Of course. course. Well, I did hear that the global financial crisis hit places like Greece particularly hard.
And now for the weather.
Frog's home. Frog's home.
Susie?
Yes, Gran?
Just going out for a walk. I won't be long.
Oh, what kind of a walk?
A thinking walk through the park. Maybe several times.
Can I come?
Do you have thinking to do?
Yes.
And talking?
Well, yes, but I won't if you don't want me to.
Come on.
Oh, okay. I'll be right down.
All right, out with it.
What?
Whatever it is that's bothering you. Have you had a bust up with Charlie?
No, and yes, kind of.
Please explain.
Well, I said something that I thought was quite innocuous, but he thought I was having a go at
and
him.
And were you?
No.
Not even a little bit. A tiny little bit of a go that you thought was just a hint of a go, but he saw straight through you?
Possibly.
Okay, so what did you say?
Well, I just said that one of the things that I admired about Hermes was that he seems to be able to learn from his mistakes.
Uh-oh.
Yes, and Charlie jumped to the conclusion that I was comparing him to Hermes, a Greek god.
Who has had eternity to consider the error of his ways, whereas Charlie has had, what, 25 years?
Well, yes, but I wasn't actually comparing them. I was just making an observation.
And what was the context of this observation? What were you talking about at the time?
Well, Charlie was saying that he might give up the music degree that he's in the middle of and go touring with the band again.
Right. And then you say, or imply, that he hasn't learnt anything from past experience?
Sort of. And he just went totally overboard, overreacted, but I wasn't really. I mean, I didn't mean it that way. I just thought he might think about it.
Of course you did. And now you realise that you did actually mean it that way, even though you didn't think you did at the time.
Well, I suppose so.
Good.
How is that good?
Because you can now call him up and apologise for being so thoughtless and ask him if you can please just talk about it. And, of course, whatever he decides, you will support him. Yes? Or no?
Yes. Yes, of course. Phew. Glad we got that sorted. Thanks, Gran.
You're welcome.
And how about you? How is your walking and thinking working out for you? Did you come up with anything?
I think I have.
May I ask what?
Yes, you may.
And?
It's to do with my overnight visitors.
Zeus and Hera. They want you to stop using your superpowers, don't they?
Yes.
And will you? Will you stop?
No, I shan't. I'm more determined than ever to do whatever I can to help my species to survive and thrive, if it can do, without adding to the destruction it's caused already.
And?
Remember that trip we took up to Cambridge, Dr. Schrodinger?
Of course. Oh, he's going to provide you with the data, guide you on the way.
Oh, not exactly.
What then?
Well, the thing is, my idea is more related to, well, trees and things, which is where my talents lie, apparently, thanks to Demeter.
Oh, so you're going to make more trees grow, and they will help to soak up the CO2, and we'll all be saved.
No, don't be silly.
Well, what then?
I'm going to make more trees grow, but only in places where they're actually needed, and only under certain conditions.
Yes?
I'm going to use my power to use the extra trees to provide housing for the homeless.
Oh! You're going to grow forests to supply the wood to build houses. Well, that's great.
Not exactly.
What's this got to do with Dr. Schrodinger? He's not a tree expert too, is he?
Well, let's take a break. Here's a handy bench. I wonder where that came from. Never mind. Sit down and I'll explain. No, you see, Callum is a weatherman, not a tree expert. And I don't need a tree expert. I already have one. Demeter, right?
Oh, of course. So what?
He has a daughter, Moira. She knows all about how local councils budget for their tree planting campaigns. Or not, as the case may be. because they don't all have the budget for tree planting campaigns. So my plan is I will offer to provide the trees, or some of them, and the money they save has to be put towards their housing programs for getting people off the streets into safe and lovely homes. The trees, therefore, will be providing the homes.
Oh, Gran. Wow. That's brilliant. Truly social housing.
I think so. So far. So that's what I'm working on. And I'm just waiting for the downside, you know, those unintended consequences to show up.
Next, please. Can I help you? Oh, hi, Mrs. Doherty. You're here for Dr. Singh.
I am.
Well, just take a seat. He'll not be long. Oh, Mrs. Doherty.
Yes?
Remember how you told me about that podcast, the Somewhere on Earth one, about technology and stuff?
Certainly do. Did you listen to it?
I did listen to it. Yes, I'm a follower now. Thanks
and
for the tip.
Have you been following anything else?
Oh, yes. Oh, there's such a funny one. It's like a send-up. Well, not really. More like a, what you call it, you know, when you kind of honour something, not by not quite copying it, but
an homage or a homage, if you like.
That's it. It's like a homage to Richard Osman's Thursday Murder Club books.
Oh, yes. Do they interview him?
Oh, no. It's a made-up story about an old lady who does murder investigations with her friends. But she fools her suspect by telling him she's trying to write a book just like Richard Osman, and she's looking for characters. So she gets him to... Oh, but I mustn't give you any spoilers. I'm sure you'd enjoy it too.
And it's called?
The Richard Osman Fan Club.
Of course it is. Okay, I'll check it out. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, Wendy Lapp, that's the woman who wrote it. She's Scottish, you know.
Wendy Lapp. Now, why does that sound familiar?
Well, she's actually a voice actor, too. You can hear her on lots of podcasts, but you'd never know because she sounds so different every time. Isn't it amazing what some people can do with their voices?
Yes, amazing. Who knew?
You have one new message. Message received at 8:30 p.m. From 0, 1, 2, 1.
Oh,
three,
get on
four,
with it. I don't
five,
need to
three,
know that. Come
four.
On.
Hi, Mom. Are you out somewhere? Hope you're having fun and keeping warm. Our heating went on the blink a while ago. John managed to get it back on, but we really need to get it sorted properly. But you know what he's like? The man who knows how to fix things.
Really?
So Susie dropped by this evening to pick up some things. She's heading back to stay at Charlie's place. I just thought you'd like to know. I still have no idea what's going on with them. Perhaps you have a tiny clue that you could share with me, her actual mother, soon. I do worry, you know. Probably shouldn't, but I just can't help it. Call me when you get in, or... Oh, no, it'll be late. I'll call again tomorrow. Good night, Mom.
Right, young lady. What is going on indeed?
Sorry. Nobody here just now. Please leave a message after the beep.
Beep! Susie, darling, this is your grandmother speaking. Hi, Charlie. I want you both to come to lunch on Sunday. See you around 1 p.m. Bye.
And there we have it, episode 6. This week's cast included Roy Carruthers as Kyrene and Wendy Lapp as Sachelle, the Brekkie Show co-hosts, and Tayo Aluko as Tundi, the camera operator. Local reporter Josie Harkins was played by Frances Brodie Aldridge, with Sarah Golding as Mrs. Darlene Frogsham and Roy Carruthers as Mr. Eric Frogsham. Helen, Janie, Susie and Katrina, the dental receptionist, were played by me. The theme music, as usual, from John T. La Barbera's album, In the Labyrinth. Don't get this cold, it's a horrible thing. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.